This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning I'm coming to you from Psalms 23 verses 1 through 6, and it read as follows: The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This morning, just going to talk about the shepherd. You know, David is the author of the Psalms. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you know, and David made this a personal thing. He said that the Lord is his shepherd, my shepherd. And when we speak of a shepherd, it's a person who takes care of sheep. And in the Old Testament, God is pictured as Israel's shepherd, a leader. And Psalms 80 and verse 1 say, Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. But in the New Testament, revealed Jesus as the good shepherd who gave his life for his sheep. John 10 and 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and he knows his sheep. He is the chief shepherd, and his sheep knows him. But in biblical time, the shepherd, he led the sheep to pastures to eat. He led them to the watering place to drink. And at night, he led them to the sheepfold. And he protected them from wild animals. But you know, David made this Psalms personal. The Lord is my shepherd. David was a shepherd in his youth. He took care of his father's sheep. David had experience as a shepherd, and he had experienced God. So when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, he knew he could trust in God. You know, can we take it and make it personal? Can we make God our personal shepherd? But today, he is my shepherd. I've been through some things lately, and if it hadn't been for God being my shepherd, I don't know where I would be. As the old folks say, if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side. But you know, David declared that the Lord was his shepherd. He had no doubt about it. But you know, so many times people say that it is that the God is their shepherd, and they lean and they depend upon him. But do they really, really know what a shepherd is? And if they do they really trust God as being their shepherd today? But you know, by Jesus' redemptive work, his death, his burial, and resurrection, we can trust him and call him our shepherd. You know, then Daniel said, I shall not want. I'm sorry, David said, I shall not want. David did not say, I have not wanted, but he said, I shall not want. In other words, he knew he could depend on God. God was going to supply his every need. So we, like David, we do not have to want, and we do not have to lack. Because when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, he was saying that God was his protector. God was his keeper. And because God protected him and provided for him, he had no lack. Ooh. Jesus is our shepherd. He will protect us from all danger. And he'll lead and he'll guide us. And not only will he lead and guide us, he will also guard us. You know, he gave us our under-shepherds, which are our pastors that will feed and lead his sheep. But you know, the Amplified said, and my God will liberally supply, that is filled to be to the fullest your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ. But then Philippians 4:19 said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So in other words, no matter what we need, no matter what we need, God will supply all we need today. If we need protection, he's going to supply the protection. If we need to be led in a certain direction, he's going to lead and he's going to direct us today. Whatever, not just material things, but God will supply everything that we need spiritually today. He will keep no good things from his people. But you know, God is the source of my supply, and he will be the source of your supply today. He will supply, he will furnish all my needs. He will furnish all of your needs today. But you know, Ezekiel 3:14 say, I will feed them in a good pasture. Then it said, there shall they lie in a good fold, in a fat pasture. In other words, God is going to take care of us. He's going to supply our needs. He's going to supply everything we need. There's no lack. We have no lack today. But you know, I was thinking when I was writing this, there were times, so many times, when God supplied my desire. Nothing that I really needed, but just something that I wanted. Didn't ask for it, didn't even mention it, but just thought it. And God supplied that too. I thank God today for being my good shepherd today. But you know, God supplied, and God will supply in the time of need. He supplied it, supplied Israel in the wilderness. He supplied Elijah in the time of famine. Remember when the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning and again in the evening. And if he did it for Elijah, baby, he'll do it for us. He took Elijah also in the wilderness, and when he slept under the juniper tree, when he slept under the juniper tree, and an angel touched him and told him to eat. And when he looked, there was a cake baked on coals and a cruse of water. God not only supplied his food, but he also gave him water too. God would take care of his own. You know, I sit and I think sometimes they have dads that don't take care of their kids and they're labeled deadbeat dads. But you know, no matter what we need, God will supply all we need. He will never ever be labeled or considered a deadbeat dad. Oh, just like he took care of the Israelites in the wilderness and Elijah, he will do the same for us. He will supply our needs. In Psalm 37:25, David said, I have been young and now old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David knew God cared for his people, and he knew God cared for him. He knew God would take care of his people, and he would protect them, and he would take care, and he would provide for him. But you know, David considered God his shepherd and could boldly say, I shall not want. More is implied than expressed. I will be supplied with all my needs. Believers should be like David today. Know without a doubt that God is our shepherd. He gives us affection, which is his love and attention. And when we speak of his attention, he watches over us. You know, the scripture tells us we were all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord redeemed us with his shedded blood, and now we belong to him. Because we are his sheep, we can claim the promises of this psalm. We will not lack anything necessary for God's will to be done in our life. We can be content in the good shepherd's provision and care of our life, even when times get hard. Because we know we can trust, we can lean, and we can depend upon him today. His love for us, and he know he will provide the need and protection of his people. God has even provided eternal life for his people. You know, to me, this is the greatest provision of all. There are many people that may have money, but you know, money can't buy it all. But, you know, even though they have money and they can buy whatever they want, they don't have to want for any material thing. But they have this void that nothing can fill. Money, good time, regardless of what they are doing to try to fill that void, nothing can come in and satisfy that void. Only the Spirit of God can fill that emptiness. But you know, Psalm 36 and 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasure. In other words, God is going to continually to abundantly bless us and protect us and keep us, even heal us. Like I said, whatever we need today, God will abundantly take care of us today. We don't have to worry. We don't have to sit around wringing our hands. We don't have to pace the floor. All we have to do is know that God will take care of us. But now this is the way the Good News Bible read. We feast on the abundant food you provide. You let us drink from the rivers of your goodness. You are the source of all life. You know, in other words, God is the source of all of our supply today. There are different avenues, different vehicles that may bring us our blessings and our need, but God is supplying it. No matter how the blessings come or who they come through, it is God that has supplied the blessing today or supplied the need. You know, it say, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. In other words, green pasture means a pleasant place. And in my reading, I learned that sheep will not lie down when they are hungry. When they are full, they will lie down. Why? Because they are satisfied. And God will sufficiently supply our every need and satisfy us. And we can rest in him today. But you know, it say in John 6 and 35, say, in Christ Jesus, he is the bread of life. He that cometh to him will never hunger, and he that believeth on him shall never thirst. Ooh. People eat bread to satisfy their physical hunger and to sustain their physical life. But to satisfy the spiritual hunger and to fill that void I just spoke of and to be sustained and to sustain a spiritual life, it is giving our lives to God. You say, well, how do I give my life to God? That's when you come to God and tell God, God, I have sinned. I have come short of your glory, and I ask you to forgive me of every sin. And when you repent, you turn from that old way of life. Once I read it, say, you turn from that old way of life, and you start walking toward the cross. But you know, bread supplies life. It satisfies that physical need for only a while. But Christ satisfies our spiritual need forever or eternally. Then it says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Because of the presence and nearness of the shepherd, I can lie down in peace, free from all fear. My confidence rests in the shepherd. The still waters is a place of rest. Then it says, he restoreth my soul. David has sinned. He was the sheep that had strayed from the fold, but his shepherd restored him. When we get off track, the good shepherd will restore us and bring us back to the fold. You know, no matter what, God will receive us back with open arms. And then it says he refreshes and he restores the believer's body. Even when we are discouraged, he will encourage us. He leads us in the path of righteousness, in the path of right standing with God today. We want to continually to be right with him. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We're living in perilous time today, or in dangerous time. But you know, because we have a shepherd that looks over us and take care of us, we do not have to be afraid. He will protect, he will guard our lives, and the angels are encamped about us, and those are his angels. But you know, the awareness of our own mortality often comes with sickness, trials, and hardship. But the good shepherd, our protector, are with us, and he can and will lead us through the difficult times to eternal life.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
KAYT KQJOFM is not just our name. It's our way of doing business. We're here to help you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. Call us and ask about our new business special, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We have unbeatable rates with bonuses and interviews just for your business. Nonprofit means you can get your money right back during tax season. 70,000 watts makes us five cities strong all day long. The very best of gospel, zydeco, blues, and R&B. We are KAYT KQJO, your real love station.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. This week on Money Making Conversation is television writer and producer Reggie Rock Bitewood. He is the creator of the new Apple TV Plus series, Swagger, which he also serves as executive producer along with NBA superstar Kevin Durant and Brian Grazier. We also have the stars of the Travel Channel series, Ghost Brothers, returning to discuss their new podcast on Discovery Plus titled Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. Don't miss Money Making Conversation with me, Rashawn McDonald, every weekend, or go to MoneyMakingConversation.com. And hear all of our great interviews.
Sunday evenings at 7 right here.
Greetings, Radio Land. This is Marilyn Case with Books and More, New and New to You at 101 North Devil Street, Winfield, Louisiana. We're inviting you, if you're riding through Winfield, our phone number to reach us is 318-583-2304. We are open on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and some Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have unique home items that are new to you. We carry women's clothes and men's clothing. We have jewelry, and lots of people have a problem with vision, so we have giant print Bibles. If you need a special gift, and we know that you'll not leave without purchasing something. And so God is good. We are here for you to serve you. Thank you, owners Marilyn and Ray Case Jr.
Books and More, New and New to You in Winfield, is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
T. Riley presents
the KAYT KQJO House Party with guest DJ Mr. Bow Bow Bow
and DJ Speedy T.
Now go ahead and move the furniture around
and tell everybody to come tap in.
Gina,
Alexandria,
Monroe,
Lake Charles,
St. Joseph,
West Monroe,
and Nat.
It's the House Party
presented by T. Riley
on KAYT
KQJO.
Let's go.
Saturdays at 5 p.m. Bow.
The four books that author Clarence Hunter has published fills in the blanks the history books have left out, especially certain areas of Central Louisiana and the city of Alexandria. For example, what was everyday life really like on the other side of the tracks? What about the schools and the teachers? What about the churches and the preachers? And what about the family-owned stores and the neighborhood juke joints? Let Clarence answer these questions for you. Written in his signature autobiographical fiction style, these books will make you laugh and cry, and most of all, they'll make you think. These books also provide interesting reading for students in middle school, high school, and college that will broaden their educational endeavors. Sonya Life, Go Tell John, Rest in the Dust, and Stop, Rest, and Read can be purchased from Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. You can friend Clarence on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. His website is www.clarencehunter.com. His email address, clarence_hunter@msn.com. The phone is 504-650-2099. Clarence Hunter is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Here we go.
I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is more than I thought I had.
the unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Well, all right, all right. It's a Thursday morning, and, you know, sometimes you have to take the time to thank the people that roll with you. And for those businesses that sponsor this radio station, you have my sincere thank you. Ask us about our new business special. We've got unbeatable rates, and we're a nonprofit organization, which means that you can get your money back during tax season next year. So think about that. Give us a call at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Let's give you one last look at Bible Jeopardy in the category today.
Patriarchs, from Abraham to Joseph.
All right. How many years did Jacob have to work for Rachel, his wife? That's basically the question. How many years did Jacob serve to win Rachel for his bride? 14, 7, 1 week, or 1 month? The answer is in Genesis 31 and 41. When you find it, put "what is" in front of your response, and then call me at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Here's Kirk Franklin with Brighter Day.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth one, fourth one, come on, sing it.
When I close my eyes and think of you and reminisce on all the things you do, I can't imagine my life without you. It's like paradise now.
Listen,
nothing can compare.